Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 15th. From Capitol coverage, Colorado lawmakers are renewing their effort to repeal the death penalty. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on why the bill filed on Tuesday is likely to pass.
A similar effort failed last session because of divisions in the Democratic Party, but this year the new bill is getting more bipartisan support from Republicans. It would end capital punishment for all crimes committed in the state after July 1st. Governor Jared Polis says he supports it.
There hasn't been an execution in so long in Colorado. It's really in many ways a formality, but whether that happens in a year or 5 years or 10 years, I think that's the way it's going, not just in Colorado, but nationally.
But at least one Democratic lawmaker is not on board. State Senator Rhonda Fields supports the death penalty, and the issue is personal for her. Two men on Colorado's death row are there because they killed Fields' son. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Montrose got some bad news yesterday when Russell Stover Chocolates announced that it will close its outlet in the city by the spring of 2021. Russell Stover is one of the most iconic, historic chocolatiers in America. The company has operated in Montrose since 1973. The closure of the Montrose facility will result in the loss of some 400 jobs in the area. In 2014, Russell Stover was acquired by the European giant Lindt, which is a Swiss chocolatier that also owns Ghirardelli Chocolate. At that time, it was announced that there would be ongoing restructuring in order to create greater efficiency and to better serve the changing needs of customers who are buying more and more product off of the internet. KVNF News spoke with Robbie Vorhaus, spokesperson for Russell Stover Chocolates, via cell phone from corporate headquarters in Kansas City on Tuesday afternoon.
We have been a part of the Montrose community since 1973, and again, there's also a retail store there. And although it was a tremendously difficult decision, we came to the conclusion that we could close the Montrose facility, give enough time so that we could work with every single employee to either be transferred within the Russell Stover system or, working with the local Montrose community, give people the opportunity to find, you know, other jobs. And that's exactly what we did. So we made the announcement this morning. We let every Russell Stover employee know that they're of value to us, we care about them, and that we're going to help them either to move within our system to either other plants or other stores, or that will help them to find other jobs through the Montrose community, whatever other resources we can help them with to find other employment.
At the same time as the Montrose store closure, Russell Stover will expand locations in both Kansas and Texas, adding 300 jobs to three locations. Also, the company said it would close some low-traffic stores over the next year. Distribution centers in Cookeville, Tennessee, and Butler, Missouri, will also close, with some of those services transferring to the Russell Stover plant in Corsicana, Texas. Vorhaus said that the company is focusing on helping the employees in Montrose find other jobs. After 46 years of doing business in Montrose, deciding to close the facility was an extremely painful decision.
Our relationship with the Montrose community, that's probably the hardest thing for us, is it's been a remarkable experience. We've enjoyed working with Montrose leadership and within the Montrose community, and it's a terribly difficult choice because we have enjoyed the relationship for so long. It was a very tough decision, but we will still remain and working with Montrose for as long as we have to make sure that every single person finds the employment that they're looking for.
Last week, we talked about Tri-State Power and Transmission's plan to shutter its coal-fired electric plants in Colorado and New Mexico by the year 2030. The fallout from that decision continues to develop. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel is reporting that the timing remains unclear, but the end result appears to be certain for the Trapper mine near Craig. The coal mine, a supplier to the nearby Craig Station power generating plant, is expected to shut down as a result of the plant's planned closure in the coming decade. The mine's closure is expected somewhere between 2026 and 2030, according to its president, Michael Morris. Last week, Tri-State, the power plant's operator and co-owner, announced that it plans to close the plant by 2030, along with the Kalawayo mine, another local mine that also supplies the plant. Trapper employs about 185 people. The Trapper mine depends upon the Unit 2 generating facility at the power plant and will continue to operate as long as it does. Trapper, a surface mine, was opened to supply Units 1 and 2 at the plant and produced about 2 million tons of coal last year. Both the mine and those units are owned by multiple utilities. Even before last week's announcement, Unit 1 was slated for closure by the end of 2025 under an agreement with regulators and conservation groups to address regional haze issues. The mine currently has a 5-year contract to supply the power plant that expires at the end of this year, and is likely to get another 5-year contract ending at the end of 2025. After that, the mine will secure year-to-year contracts up through the time Unit 2 is shut down. Lawmakers last year approved several bills addressing climate and energy as Governor Jared Polis released a plan for the state to reach 100% renewable energy by 2040. Tri-State cited both regulatory and market factors for its decision, pointing to falling prices for renewable energy that are helping it absorb the costs of shifting from coal-fired power earlier than planned. Trapper workers belong to the International Union of Operating Engineers, and their collective bargaining agreement includes language covering severance for employees. About a third of the miners there should be old enough to retire by the time the mine closes, and another third may or may not be able to do so depending on their personal circumstances. But the remaining workers are young enough that retirement won't be an option. The Trapper jobs that will go away will be in addition to the 253 at the power plant and 219 at Kalawayo that also will be lost over time as the plant shuts down. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 15th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.